Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. The chip shortage from the last few years has become a chip glut. TSMC forecast its revenue this quarter will be worse than expected due to drops in demand for its chips across sectors, from phones to servers. TSMC says it expects a continued decline in the second quarter, then improvement coming in the second half of the year. TSMC is not alone. Bloomberg reports Taiwanese export orders dropped 25.7% in March, and specifically orders for tech components like semiconductors fell 29.4%. That's the largest fall in 14 years. Microsoft announced that starting April 25th, its multi-platform Smart Ads product will no longer include Twitter as one of the platforms. The tool lets customers manage multiple paid ad campaigns, including Google, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, from one interface. Microsoft will also remove Twitter from its social media management tool for advertisers called Digital Marketing Center. The decisions appear to be a result of Twitter's increased API fees. Snap is releasing its My AI chatbot for free to all Snapchat users. The bot, powered by OpenAI's models, was previously available to paid Snapchat subscribers. My AI does things like recommend filters or suggest places to visit, and it'll soon get the ability to respond with images as well. Snap CEO Evan Spiegel said he has used My AI to create bedtime stories for his children and plan birthday activities for his wife. At the Snap Partner Summit, Kara Swisher asked Spiegel if he thinks TikTok should be banned, and he said, "We'd love that," but added it would be a dangerous precedent. Image hosting site Imgur updated its terms of service and said that starting May 15th, the company will remove nudity, pornography, and sexually explicit content from the site. It will still allow artistic nudity. The company will use automatic moderation along with human supervision. It will not issue warnings, bans, or account suspensions based solely on automatic flags. But the company did note that it might change what images are seen by the human moderators, and therefore images that were previously permitted may no longer be so. Imgur will also begin removing old and unused photos not tied to an account. The U.S. Department of Commerce issued a fine of $300 million against Seagate Technology for violating export controls. Seagate is accused of shipping more than 7.4 million hard drives to Huawei without having the license to do so. Export controls against Huawei were introduced in 2020. Seagate said it will pay the fine in quarterly payments of $15 million for the next 5 years. HP's update to its mid-range Envy line of laptops includes IMAX enhanced certification. That means certain IMAX enhanced videos, some movies on Disney Plus, for example, can be viewed in IMAX's taller aspect ratios with DTSX audio. Now, the technology is not exactly rare, but the Envy lines have IMAX's sign off to use their logo. Overall, the new Envy laptop models have better screen to body ratios, improved webcams with manual privacy shutters, and the 3000 line of NVIDIA RTX graphics, as well as improved battery life. The NVX 360 14-inch laptop starts at $850, shipping now. The 15.6-inch version arrives later in April, and the NV 17 starts at $1,150, that's $1,150, coming in May. Acer announced a new lineup of gaming laptops, including the Predator Triton 17X, available with a 13th-gen Intel Core i9-13900HX processor, one of the top of the line, that has up to 24 cores, as well as the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 4090 GPU. The Acer Predator 17X starts at $3,800, launching in the U.S. in May, and in Europe, Middle East, and Africa in June, starting at 4,500 euros. Finally, the South China Morning Post reports that scientists from Wuhan University published an article in the journal Geomatics and Information Science detailing the results of an experiment where it let an AI model direct a near-Earth observation satellite just to see what targets it would pick. It did that for 24 hours. The targets included the site of an ancient city on the Ganges River in northeast India, which is also the location of an Indian army unit that exchanged fire with the Chinese military in 2020. It also observed Osaka, one of Japan's busiest ports. The paper suggests the AI could be used to alert users of unusual objects or activity. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.